Yo.
You are now locked in.
Yo, about to shut it down.
You are locked in
to Canada's number one.
You know what it is?
Canada number one. Urban Top Mix Show.
We about to get this popping right now.
The Nifty Christian Radio Show.
Nifty Christian Radio Show.
With your hosts.
Come on, check this out.
Oh, yeah.
Nifty and KC.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
Let's get it popping.
Yeah. Salvation,
you take it all away.
That's right.
All of my sin is gone. You take it all away. Say peace and in the storm. I ran away from you.
Yeah.
Don't know where I went wrong. I'm running back to you, back to your open arms.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
hey,
yeah.
Hey, hey.
Where they gotta differentiate wrong and right. Can't run much longer with the drama. Back to back sentences, no karma. Doing life, feel like it's doing me. And like two letters before the P. Sin won't let us breathe and keep trying to drag me deep. Like a hell in a cigar so long you fall asleep. Been away from God so long I'm feeling weak. I ain't prayed in a million days, I can't reach. Feeling like the prodigal, Luke 1:5. Defeat an obstacle in the number one rise. Fell victim to that one for not reading the caption. The word of God is everywhere, but I ain't see it under there. Cause I ain't had it written on the tablet of my heart. Proverbs 7:3, a remedy for the dark. You instantly make a memory of my faults. When I repent and plead guilty to the charge, you forget them and treat me like I never did them. If I'd have hit them, I'd have prolonged being forgiven so long. Thought I was so strong, but how can I be strong if I'm not renewing my mind daily? I'd be wrong. A gift given by the Lamb slain and risen. Oh, how the blood saved me from a sin that became a prison. Hey,
you take it all away.
Yeah,
all of my sin is gone.
Yeah,
you take it all away. Say peace and in the storm.
That's right.
I ran away from you.
You
don't know where I went wrong.
But I'm back.
I'm running back to you.
Back
to your open arms. Hey, 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 hey. Open arms.
Oh, oh, oh.
Yeah.
I'm hitting black spots in the MySpace and Facebook and all the way from here to Brooklyn. It's all vanity, borderline of insanity. And I ain't round the right people who will say something. At the party, chasing Bacardi with orange juice. So much smoke, the residue settle on the roof. Heard my man coupe, pedal through the floorboard hoof. I ain't even seen the scoreboard move. But I know the devil's scoring on me, like Jordan on me. I could've died, that mean his blessing's still pouring on me. He let it rain on the just and the unjust. Differences, the unjust, call it dumb luck. I know what it is, but I render it irrelevant. Sick to my stomach, violating my covenant. Living in sin, hindering my development. Skinning my teeth on grace, ain't it evident? I'm a lost sheep, so when the Lord speak, I disobey, but it's okay. Cause you still love me when I'm ugly. But because I love you, I disgust me. So now I walk away from my sin, and in you I find the strength to never go there again. The power of your spirit's in the word, so for me to hear it and to stay the same is absurd. Word,
you take it all away. All of my sin is gone. You take it all away. Say peace and end the storm. I ran away from you. Don't know where I went wrong. I'm running back to you. Back to your open arms. Hey, 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 hey. Open arms.
Oh, oh, oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome to the Nifty Christian Radio Show here on niftychristian.com. The place for intelligent believers. Believe that. 5 minutes after the hour, and we are back. Little hiatus, but we are back.
Yes,
and
we are.
In full effect. How are you, Miss K? It's been a while.
It's
It's been a little while. A couple weeks? Two weeks?
About a week and a half. You know, we took some time off to enjoy the long weekend, enjoy a little vacation.
Yes.
Had some family time and whatnot. It was good. On the way to the studio today, I got a ticket.
Oops.
I got a ticket.
What happened to you?
I didn't see a no left turn sign, which is weird because it was like on the far right covered by a tree. But that's aside from the point.
Uh-huh.
So I'm starting a send a money order to Nifty Fund.
Oh my
to
goodness.
Pay for the ticket. So if y'all want to send me some money to pay for this ticket.
How much is your ticket? How much did they...
Holler at me.
How much did they throw at you there?
$110, man.
Ouch.
$110 for making a left turn.
A left turn?
Yeah, into a plaza. That's it.
I mean, $110 for a left turn?
So if you got any money that, you know, that you would like to throw my way, Miss K, feel free. I'm accepting donations.
I will send you my prayer.
Man, like it almost sounded my name. I mean, you know what? You know, I got a show to do. I'm not gonna let this. I'm not gonna let the devil get the best of me.
You go, boy.
So I'm cool.
All right.
The cop was facey though, man.
But he was rude.
Yeah, you know. Anyway.
Yeah, let's not dwell on that.
Let's not dwell on that.
But, I have something that might make you laugh a little bit.
Yeah, what happened?
I think it's a little sad, kind of. But I'll just tell you. It was there's someone I know. Who, I guess, is looking for a partner. Looking for a wife.
Aren't we all?
Well, yeah, aren't we all?
Yeah.
But, you know, some of us are looking a bit harder than others.
Right.
And he met a certain someone. He met someone, and he met this person via a chat room.
Mm-mm.
On the internet.
What?
So, right away, we can see where this is going to go,
yeah.
Right? Okay, so...
The blind date? Blind date?
The little lady sent her picture. Sent her picture along. He thought she was cute, you know. He sent his. She thought he was cute. They're talking. They spend, you know, a couple of weeks go by. They're talking. And, you know, conversation is going good. Except she mentions a few little things that are a little bit, you know, he should have thought, okay, warning sign,
yeah.
Warning sign. You know, stuff like, you know, she mentioned marriage really early without ever having met him.
Yeah.
And she invited him on a cruise with her and her family, and that's another thing. And he's like, I don't even know you. Hello? But okay, nevertheless, they set up a date to meet. And so, you know, he's really excited, you know, all the same, because all this time they've been getting along so well. And she seems to like all the stuff he likes.
Yeah.
You know, they have so much in common.
Yeah.
So they set up the date, and they finally meet this past weekend.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Pause for effect. Can I just tell you how disappointed he was?
Was she like muggly?
He was like looking at this girl. He's like, where is the girl that I saw in the picture? He goes, the girl looks like her at an angle. He looks like the picture.
So it is the same girl. She wasn't using a friend's picture or anything like that.
He says it could be her from an angle. And if it's
That's
her,
funny.
If it is her, that this picture has got to be 3 to 5 years old.
Wow.
She just gross misrepresentation here, honestly. I mean, you might want to think, you know, okay, isn't he being a little bit shallow? I mean, because
yeah.
He was complaining about her appearance, I mean, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
Apparently she'd gained a bit of weight, you know, and she really didn't look as good as the picture would suggest. And he was very, very visibly disappointed. He almost couldn't hide it. You know, and
poor chap.
It was raining, and he said she hid behind him because she was afraid that the rain would make her makeup run off her face.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was a turnoff. So at this point, he's trying to figure out how to end the night. So he basically gets out of there,
yeah.
And now he won't return any of her calls.
Wow.
Now he's trying to figure out a way to shake her off.
And now she has hurt feelings.
She'll have hurt feelings pretty soon. If she doesn't get the picture, she hasn't got the picture yet. She'll soon get it.
I got some advice for everyone who likes to indulge in internet dating.
Stay out of chat rooms.
Not necessarily. Expectations should be had. This is my advice, because, you know, I used to do this too.
Mm-mm.
This is my advice. When it comes to internet dating, Do not expect a great body on a woman. Don't expect it.
Why not?
You have to compensate. Expect a woman to have, you know, an average to a bad body.
You mean compromise?
Compromise, right? Hmm. He went because he saw a picture that you know, he thought she looked banging. That's why he entertained, and that's why he was so excited. He was expecting someone who had a very nice physical appearance. And in that dating, you're not going to get that. You're going to get someone who has an average to bad physical appearance. But you may get someone with a great mind. So you really have to, you know, learn to appreciate their mind, the conversation, what have you. He went in there expecting a great physical appearance and got a bad one, so he threw the whole thing off. Now, if there is somebody with a great physical appearance, great shape and so forth on the net, expect her to be crazy. There's going to be something mentally wrong.
To be crazy.
So you have to compensate. Either you get someone with a banging body and a messed up head, or somebody with a messed up body but a great head. You won't get both on the internet.
You're not going to get both. The people who are sound in mind and body are not on the internet.
No. No, they're not searching for things.
They have lives.
They either have somebody already or they're out socializing. Mean people on the street, what have you. Do not expect to get the full package on the internet. So,
but
this is the rule.
Isn't it shallow? Because he seemed to be looking for a relationship. I mean, who are you really going to base? Are you really going to base a relationship on someone's physical appearance?
Listen, if he's looking for a relationship, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But your focus should be on the person's personality and mind, and not on their physical appearance.
But he was disappointed.
You're not going to get both. And if you get someone who's got a great appearance, trust me, she's insane. Trust me.
She's insane.
I've been there.
Certified. Okay. Certifiably insane.
She's a stage 5 clinger. Uh-oh. Trust me, man. So that's my advice. Stay away, or just have those expectations, and you'll be all right. Believe me.
Why were you doing internet dating?
Anyway, let's move on.
It's a point of interest right now.
We got a great show. We got a great show planned for you today.
So lucky we have to move on to the show.
Browse over that one.
Yeah, when there's a commercial, I will find out.
Yeah, man, I'm good now. I'm married now, man, so it's all good. I did not meet my wife on the internet.
Thank goodness.
It's all good. But man, we got a great show. today, we're going to be talking about should Christians who have a family have a gun in their household for the sake of protection?
Yes.
Can Christians own a gun for the sake of protection?
Do we have the right to bear arms
if it's
in self-defense?
And of course, this comes from one of my favorite callers, man, my man Greg. So we're going to get into, Greg and
Hi
family.
Hi to the baby.
Hawkins family. What up?
Hi to the wife, Mrs. Greg.
And Greg, I'm going to tell you this, man. If you come up with one more great topic like this, I'm putting you on payroll, man. I'm putting you on a Nifty Christian payroll, man. You got to stop coming up with these topics, son. That's what we are going to be discussing today, Christians having guns. And I think I'll play his call after that just to give it the context, because I think it's going to be a great discussion, because he really did lay down some good foundation, some great, great questions. But before that, though, we're going to play a track by my man Promise, Never Heard. This one's called Alleyway, and we'll be right back.
Hit you off with the newest home hip-hop and R&B music first.
The Nifty Christian Radio Show.
I've been blessed with a gift and a curse since I was 10. I picked it up first when I was in bed, mixing up words, spitting the verse inside my head. In the alleyway, this is what he told me. Homie, being a star is so lonely. Anyone saying they aren't is so phony. They say it's how you play your cards, but they don't know me. In the alleyway, this is what he showed me. I stopped befriending friends that I couldn't keep. Lost contact with contacts I couldn't see. I thought with all that, me, I couldn't be. In the alleyway, this is what he cried. Hip-hop chose me, I don't know why. I tried, if I keep it, it will surely die. But I promise through you, hip-hop will stay alive.
I found a way to get through. handed me this letter, here's exactly what it read. To whom it may concern, crossed out, then it read. To the right of it was nemesis, for this you've been prepared. Who am I? It's not important, I spare you the details. The what's, when's, and why's, I need you to understand. The time is of the essence, if it goes the way they planned. And this culture as we know it should have died, unless the fans are inspired once again. So I choose you, my friend. Your love is unmistakable, you prove it through your pen. Your fortitude's unfakeable, on you I can depend. Music moves you, allowing you to move the hearts of men into action, so I'm passing you the task to defend. The future of hip-hop, so on you it now depends. And I know this task is grand and it wasn't in your plans, but to whom much is given, more's expected, understand.
Selfish men use their talents to pursue their own lust. So I went and studied the craft, learned rhythm, learned rhyme schemes like I learned math. I had a code to follow, make every word count, excellence and truth be your role model. Many years later, the call still hasn't died, though it cost me my life, the passion's still alive. And through the ups and downs, I still truly believe, whether I love it or hate it, hip-hop lives through me.
About a conversation I had with my wife about self-defense. And, you know, as a husband and as a father, I have a very strong instinct. It seems that it's gotten sharper since, you know, my child has came, to protect my family by all costs. And so, you know, Memoir, if you're talking about, you know, having a gun in the house and, you know, weapons and things of that sort, and, you know, she was saying, why is that necessary? She's not comfortable with it. And I feel that it's very necessary because, like I said, that's one of my core responsibilities. Now, by the Bible says, you know, if somebody hits you on the cheek, turn the other also to them. But the Bible doesn't say if they hit your wife on the cheek or if they hit your child on the cheek. I think it'll be very difficult for me to ignore that. So, you know, I want to be practical in this wisdom as far as how to effectively approach this. Now, I remember Jesus also saying that violence begets violence. So I understand that if I use or I utilize self-defense in any kind of forceful way, you know, I know what to expect in return. So once again, I know what's realistic and I know what's truth. So if somebody was to, you know, attack my wife, even if it's unrealistic, but is the proper thing for me to do is to drop on my knees and to pray and, you know, Lord, get this man away from my wife. Or do I, let's do this, Nifty. is there common wisdom beyond the Bible? And in this regard, are these one? Is this one of those things that, you know, you have to use wisdom? Let's take it from there. Let's see how you all dissect this thing. Y'all know how we do. Peace.
Yes, yes, man. Welcome back to the Nifty Christian Radio Show, 20 minutes after the hour. And thank you all so much for joining us, man. Today we're talking about should Christians have guns in a household for the protection of their family for self-defense purposes. And you just heard from my man Greg, one of my favorite callers, man. And I actually laughed when you said if someone is attacking his wife, if he should get down on his knees.
Well, when you put it that way, it really doesn't make that much sense.
I thought that was funny.
It's a good question, though.
Yeah,
is there common wisdom beyond the Bible?
It's a great question.
That is a very, very good question.
And one of the things he brought up was Jesus saying that if someone hits you on a cheek, you should turn the other cheek.
Mm-hmm.
And I think during the break, Kay, you mentioned something along the lines of the letter of the law versus the spirit of the law.
Yeah.
Can you
the letter of the law versus the spirit of the law, meaning taking something literally,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, understanding the figurative meaning behind it.
Right.
So, turning the other cheek, literally, I guess you would be thinking, okay, well, you've wronged me, so here, I present to you another opportunity for you to do me harm.
Yeah.
I'm open. I'm waiting. Just come on with it.
Yeah.
Or, figuratively speaking, you've wronged me, okay? But instead of seeking revenge, instead of trying to hurt you as you've hurt me,
mm-hmm.
I will let this go.
Mm.
I will turn the other cheek, meaning I turn away almost from you.
Keep in mind, too, right? I mean, the general consensus at this point in time was that revenge was a very huge thing at that point in time.
You know,
right?
The Old Testament is very much an eye for an eye, a tooth from a tooth for a tooth.
So
all these things.
He was trying to kind of take away that whole notion. The other thing that I found interesting, just about that scripture, I mean, when you look a little bit deeper, how often does it occur when someone just comes up to you and slaps you on the cheek for no reason? Usually you've done something
to
make
them
slap you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you really look into that, he's more so saying, if you know that you did something to get slapped, then don't go seeking revenge when you might have caused a problem as well. And we can kind of back this up, because, I mean, Jesus, he did believe in self-defense. And we can show this very clearly in the book of John chapter 2, and around verse 12. This is where there's people in the temple,
mm-hmm.
and they're selling items in the temple. And Jesus gets angry, and he makes a whip, and he drives these people out of the temple, and he's turning over these tables, and he's throwing away the money, things of that nature. And he's like, you know, how dare you turn my father's house into a place of merchandise,
mm-hmm.
right? So in this case, we see him, he is defending the church. He's defending the honor of God. He's defending something here. He didn't turn the other cheek. He didn't let them continue to do what they were doing.
Right.
Right. So we clearly see something of self-defense when it's for the honor of the church or of God. We see that clearly here. Now, when we go over to Ephesians 5, right? Ephesians 5 talks about, you know, that's the whole husband and wife thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically says that husbands should love their wives the way that Christ loved the church. Okay, so that's Ephesians 5:25. So now in chapter John, we see Jesus defending the church with whips and cords and overturning tables and running people out. And then we have Ephesians talking about that we should love our wives the way Christ loved the church.
Right.
So you can kind of see where I'm going here.
Mm-hmm.
If Christ had believed in self-defense and defending the church, then I don't think it's any problem for a husband to want to defend his wife or his family.
I mean, I do see that point.
Same manner.
He did say turn the other cheek, but that's when someone hits you.
Exactly.
If someone hits your wife, that's another matter entirely.
Well, and
someone hits the person you love or attacks the person you love or what you believe in,
yeah,
that's something else entirely. Then it's your job to defend.
And that's what Greg was saying, though. I mean, it talks about you. But again, I'm going to go back to say, more times than not, it is not likely for someone to just come up you and hit you for no reason. Mm-hmm. There's usually a cause behind it, mm-hmm. right? So I don't think in that case it really applies. But in the wife now, that is self-defense for the wife. You are defending, you are loving your wife the way that Christ loved the church. This is biblical now. And Christ clearly defended the church when people overstepped their boundaries.
So,
right?
Do you think that men have the license to go nuts, basically the way Jesus went crazy in the temple, overturning tables, getting the whip, just all out, driving people out, threatening people by any means necessary?
By any means necessary, I don't know. I mean, if we look at how Jesus did it, because let's stay focused on that.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't use deadly weapons, so to speak.
No.
There's no
evidence to say that he really attacked anyone head on.
I mean, come on.
He had a whip, but that doesn't mean anything. Okay, so he made the whip. Okay, he made the whip, but it was to threaten. It was to scare. I don't think there's no evidence saying that he hit somebody. There's no evidence.
It's
like a warning shot. You fire a shot into the air and people scatter. If this man suddenly appears in the temple cracking a whip, people are going to scatter.
No. He overturned tables. I'm just saying, Who would overturn a table and not really use the whip? You know what I'm saying?
He overturned the tables, but that doesn't mean he hurt anybody physically.
If I come to your house and I start overturning your table with a whip in a hand, do you think that's a warning shot? That's not a warning shot.
That's a warning, all right.
That is me expressing how angry I am at what you've done.
Yeah, but it's a warning for me to get out of the area. Like, I'm going to stand there and watch you continue to just demolish the place. I don't think so.
That is an express warning, okay?
Yeah, but you haven't touched me yet. All you had to do was do all those things and you would get results.
You know what? Let's read it. Let's read it word for word.
Okay, let's read it.
And see exactly what it says.
Let's read it. There's nowhere. It does not say that he hit anybody.
Okay, so verse 15. He made a whip out of cords and drove all from the temple area, both sheep and cattle. He scattered the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. To those who sold doves, he said, "Get these out of here. How dare you turn my father's house into a market?" Huh.
Where is it? Where does it say he hit somebody? When he himself was whipped and scourged and pillared, the Bible says so. When Peter, cut off the guy's ear.
You can argue this both. Listen, man, you can argue this both ways. It says he drove them out.
Yeah, but
okay?
Listen,
he could have drove them out by hitting them.
He doesn't have to.
He could have drove them out by screaming.
A shepherd can drive sheep before him with just that.
These are not sheep though. These are people trying to make money.
Sheep and cattle. But when you have a man going crazy and he does have a weapon that could potentially hurt you, instinct will tell you to get out of the way. They're not going to stand there. Clearly, they didn't stand there. They left.
I don't know. We can argue.
But anyways, we are digressing.
Yeah, we're digressing.
We can argue
both ways. But for the sake of argument, I'm going to say he did hit them because it does lean towards him actually doing that.
I think he threatened them. I think he was menacing enough. I think he was menacing enough and he seemed very unstable at that moment.
Yeah.
I think common sense would prevail and say, let's get out of here.
I don't know, man. But
I was not going to stick around and see somebody get whipped. I don't think so.
Anyway, I think we can conclude. I think we can safely conclude that self-defense for God's honor for your wife, because we should be loving our wives the way God loved the church, the way Christ loved the church. I think self-defense is okay, biblically speaking. So the next question now that we have to tackle would be, how much is too much?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I think this is where Greg and his wife might be having their
difference of opinion and
their conversation, right? He says having a gun in the house is necessary and she's not comfortable with that. So
Let's get into some music and let's get into that.
Yeah, you know what? Good call. We'll get into the logistics of having a gun in the house if it's too far or what have you. But definitely we can conclude that self-defense is okay, biblically speaking. This is my man Only... No, it's not my man Only Grace. This is my man Spoken.
Uh-huh.
And the track is called Only Grace. 29 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back. Keep it locked. You definitely want to stick around for this one, all right?
Years ago, I was so eager to go. Drop a mixtape or album, I'm set to hit the road. Correspond with my fans and my fan make the band. A young boy on school, the fraction short of a man. Not pondering the calling, just craving the applauding. Underway at the sacrifice that comes with the office. The office, it ain't for a novice. To be frank, I'm scared to take the call. My insecurities are daily knocking on my door. My Lord, I hear you calling. Forgive me, Lord, I'm stalling. Cause I would hate to wake up to find out a brother's falling. I gotta represent you in secular and sacred venues. I know it ain't, but that sounds like bad news. Oh, I really am a weak man. Cause even all my best days need a revamp. So I admire and inquire the mercies of Messiah. The day before I blaspheme your name, please retire my mic. And if it's your will, my life. Cause I would rather die for you than live apart from you. And please to the listener, understand he's risen up. Him, not Spoken. So don't expect I'm hoping perfection.
What am I to do? Where am I to go? Who am I to call when my flesh is so raw? Only grace. Holy grace, holy grace, don't keep me. Keep me, keep me, keep me. It's holy grace, holy grace, holy grace, holy grace.
I used to be so quick to point the finger scream, why would he say that? Why would he do that? That boy is such a nuisance. See my little two cents expose my ignorance. Spoken knows it all, I never said it, but a witness was evident. Walk around like I'm heaven sent. Like Jesus is the king and I'm the president. Yo, man, by his grace I see. Tell me what you got that you didn't freely receive. And this is not to be confused. We're standing for the truth. The truth is never second, but I'm careful with my methods. I'm standing for the truth, but I deliver it in love. See, the gospel is offensive. I ain't gotta add my touch. And I'm learning not to live on accolades. Easily as they come, reverse them, go the other way. Yeah, the arm of flesh is fickle. So I'm trusting in the Lord fully, more than just a little. In less than a year, I had my foundation rocked. Imagine I was rooted in anything other than the rock. See, that's the plot. Get your eyes off God. Get your eyes on self, then you're right back in the pot. Yeah.
What am I to do? Where am I to go? Who am I to call when my flesh is so raw? Holy grace. Only grace, gon' keep me, keep me, keep me, keep me. It's only grace, holy grace, holy grace.
From afar to see who was falling short, to see who could do some more, who could do some more. But when the man is the one standing in the mirror, it's quite another story, admitting all your errors. See, it's easy from afar to see who was falling short, to see who could do some more, who could do some more. But when the man is the one standing in the mirror, it's quite another story, admitting all your errors. If you think you stand, take heed lest you fall. Rebuke and encourage, but do it all in love. It's only grace that keeps, not your pedigree performance. So remember that the next time before you post your comments.
Grace, holy grace, don't keep me, keep me, keep me.
Yeah, 35 minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the Nifty Christian Radio Show. NiftyChristian.com, the place for intelligent believers. Believe that. And that was my man, Spoken with Only Grace. Great, great track. And today we're talking about Christians having guns in a household for the sake of protection for their families. So we had a caller today. My man Greg called in and asked, you know, if there's common wisdom beyond the Bible when it comes to a topic such as this. And you felt, Kay, that just from the sound of your comments before, it seems like you're kind of siding with the wife that a gun might be a little bit too excessive.
Yeah, the idea of a gun in the house raises some concern. As a mother with a child, you know, if you have small children in the house, a gun is a very dangerous thing to have around. There are tragedies, reports all the time of children discovering a gun in the house and injuring themselves, killing themselves, or doing the same to a sibling in the household. So the way I feel about it is it's almost one of ironic tragedy. Like, wouldn't it be ironic and tragic at the same time if the very thing that you bought to protect your loved ones ends up being the thing that harms them, that takes them from you?
So
then what?
Let me ask you a question then. Do you feel that there is an alternative solution to that? Because, I mean, from Greg's standpoint, from a man's standpoint, a husband's standpoint, a father's standpoint, we wanna protect ours.
I don't know. Take kung fu, learn jujitsu or something. I don't know. Okay. All right. I'm just being silly. I know that common sense will say that intruders will enter your house at any time, and most of the time they're going to be carrying weapons. And of course, a bullet is 10 times faster than a knife, infinitely faster than any movement that the human body can make. I understand that. It's just I'm not comfortable with it. My husband would have to provide me with some sort of contingency plan.
Right.
That would make me feel safe with a gun in the house, because I would just be very nervous, very, very nervous. You have no idea the things the kids get into, how quickly something can be over. You turn your back for a second, and it can be all over. You can just hear the noise and come back and see the mess, and then it's too late.
So let me present something to you then. What if your husband had a gun in the household, but the gun was unloaded and the bullets were kept in a completely different spot? So even if the kids were to find it by some miraculous discovery, nothing could happen because the gun is unloaded.
Then what good is it if somebody gets in the house?
Well, the protector, the father, would know exactly where it is. But I mean, I'm just saying they have to be in two different spots.
If they're in two different
hypothetical man, just playing along.
Well, right? Murphy's law dictates that whatever can go wrong will. So if you have an unloaded gun in one part of the house, chances are the intruder is going to come and block you off from where your gun is and your bullets are.
Two different parts of the room. Okay, let's say it's in a room. Closet, whatever. The gun is in the closet.
And what if it's dark?
Bullets are in the sock drawer.
What if it's dark?
Come on, trust me. For protection, the man's going to know exactly where to find it, even if he goes blind. Trust me on that one. We will know. But I'm presenting you with a potential solution.
What if a kid finds one and moves it to another part of the house?
Come on, you're being.
I'm sorry, I am giving you every possible scenario.
If you're trying to feel safe, even if he moves it, the whole potential for tragedy is eliminated
But then the protection point that you're raising becomes lower.
It does become lower, granted, but wouldn't you have a more peace of mind knowing that even if they find, I mean, obviously they're going to be wise and the parents are going to be wise and put it in a well-kept, safe place.
That's what they always think.
That goes without saying. But even if Murphy's Law does come into play, even if they do find it, no harm can be done. So you're saying that solution at all would not provide you with any peace of mind?
I don't know. It's catch 22.
How so?
Because I agree that self-defense is necessary, and I agree that a man's job is to protect the ones who live under his roof.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that. I even agree that maybe a gun is probably the smartest thing to go up against other intruders with guns.
Mind you, legally, this is all legal.
Okay,
your state,
yes, legally.
Yeah.
I agree. But just the mother in me has concern for these things. And I have read many tragic stories of these, you know, of kids just dying off of something that really should not have happened. They shouldn't have had access. They shouldn't have found it by accident. There's no way that any of this should have ever happened.
But we've eliminated,
totally to blame.
We've eliminated that option by putting the bullets in a different place than the actual firearm.
Hmm. You know what? You would have to just do a complete fire drill for me. I would have to see this in action. You would have to do it pitch black, record time, with optimum obstacles. Every obstacle to think of.
Yeah.
Dog in the room, I don't know, you know, power goes out, something happens elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You panic, or a kid has found your bullets and hid them in their room. Something. Every particular scenario should be planned out, and I need to see you do it for me to be 100% comfortable. Otherwise, I'm just going along with guesswork, and I just gotta trust that it's gonna be okay. And that's why I feel it's a catch-22. I don't think I will feel ever 100% secure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just gonna have to trust that it's gonna be okay.
But do you see how that might be catch-22 from a father's standpoint by not having it there?
I understand. That's why I use the term catch-22. It's called a snafu. You can't really escape it. There's, you know, there are definite pros and definite cons to a situation such as this.
I say if the area does have high gun occurrences, and if you're in a state where it is legal to own a firearm, I would say in a case like that, it would only make sense to have it in the house for the sake of protection. Here in Canada, we gotta worry about that too much, because you know it's not really a high occurrence where we are, at least. So. But I know in America it's crazy out there, so definitely I feel where Greg's coming from, man. And I gotta say, man, I'm kind of with him. I am with Greg on this one. I believe it is necessary, especially in the U.S. where gun crime is much higher than a lot of other places. But I do feel that all the steps should be taken to make his wife feel safe and secure about it being there. And I think, this is me, I think the one I gave, just having the two things in different places, gives that solution. Gives that peace of mind.
His wife better get out a timer, a stopwatch.
Miss Hawkins, if you can call in and let me know if you like my idea.
I can tell you right now that even though your idea makes sense internally, it is not one that rests easy with the soul. I will tell you that right now.
Yeah, and I think that's just because you're not around guns a lot, period.
Exactly.
You know, I don't think
woman really is unless she's a cop.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And it's just that. It's understanding it is one thing, but internalizing it is another. You know, you understand it, you accept it, but you don't necessarily agree with it. But because you don't have a suitable comeback or an alternative solution,
you gotta deal with it.
You sort of go along with it until such time as you can maybe think of something else.
1-877-44-NIFTY, man. 1-877-44-NIFTY. What do you think, man? What do you think? Especially you, Miss Hawkins. not to call you out, but we definitely want to get your opinion. Is it okay for Christians to have a firearm in a household for the sake of protection? Again, we're not trying to cause ruckus not for the sake of causing problems or
you're not gonna really get her to agree. She's got a brand new baby. Miss Hawkins is a brand new mommy. No brand new mommy is gonna feel good about a gun.
Just for the sake of protection, man. Just for the sake of protection. Is it okay? Is it okay? Give us a call, 1-877-44-NIFTY.
It's not okay,
Nifty,
but what choice do you have?
How are you going to say it's not okay?
It's not okay.
How are you going to say it's not okay?
Guns
what,
are
what
not okay.
What makes it not okay?
Guns are not okay.
It is neutral. They are a neutral thing. It is a person holding it that makes it either okay or not
and
okay.
And there's too many variables
If somebody's going to kill your son, and if somebody else uses a gun to save your son, I bet you're going to believe a gun is okay at that point.
At that point.
Right?
But
so,
if my
so
son...
So it's not the
but
gun.
If my son got the gun in his own hands and it was, oh, how's this work? Boom. Then that's not okay.
It's not, but it's not the gun. It's the person holding the gun.
Exactly.
The gun is a neutral object.
The gun is a neutral object, but there are too many people around that will make it not okay. I'm sorry.
But there are just as much people around that do make it okay, depending on...
I don't
and
know.
Self-defense makes it okay.
I don't know. Let's just hear everyone else's opinion on this. 1-877-44-NIFTY, please.
I want to fight with you
discussion.
More. I want to
no,
fight.
No, I don't want to fight with you anymore. I don't want to fight anymore. I'm done.
Hit us up, man. NiftyChristian.com and KCKYC at NiftyChristian.com. We would love to hear from you, man. next week... We got some more great shows, man. The spinoff, of course, is available on niftychristian.com. If you just want to hear that aspect of it, you can just log on right there, right on the right hand side, and you can check it out right there, man. And I want to thank everybody who's taking the time to download the EP and the book, the free EP and the Proud Christian book, man.
Yeah, you're we're getting quite a few downloads.
We're 10,000 downloads right now, baby. 10,000, man.
Thumbs
so,
up.
I want to thank y'all so much for taking the time to download it. And
know what that means, people? It's a good book.
If you haven't gotten it yet, log on to niftychristian.com right now and download it. And it is free of charge, man. So appreciate y'all. And remember to love all those around you. Love the one above you. If you can do that, then you too can be a Nifty Christian.
Bye.
Much love, y'all. DJ Versatile, let's go.
Here we go.
This is the spinoff.
You ready?
Yeah, spin them tunes, homie.
The spinoff. Greatest DJ in the world.
Hold up.
An insanely skilled tech destroyer.
Yeah.
This is DJ Versatile.
In the mix. Let's go.
Don't want to hear the same old thing over and over.
Yeah, you gotta come provocative.
That's right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We're doing this thing right here, straight up for hip hop.
I heard rhymes in 89, much music was revealing. The first song I heard was Jazzy Jeff and Will Smith. But my parents didn't understand, so they told me to kill it. And that old school Onyx always talking about the killings. Now I listen to the gospel. Got a young one now and I don't want it to be hostile. Yeah, just look at what these verses did. This is for hip-hop, there is no alternative.
Fist to clap on the lunchroom table. Making music with your mouth, no concerns about a label. Except the one you left with. Calling out names, you get dealt quick. Battle for your name chain, including the chick that you rolled up with. You on a quest, if this kid got blessed. See the S upon my chest, that describes me best. Shout out to MCs that made me believe. Some good, some bad, some a waste of seed. Much love to Dream Warriors and Mishy Me. Maestro S. Blank and the HDV. Ebony, KJB, get Nasty Howie. To name a few from the past. Can't forget MVP, Kish, and MC Blast.
Never thought that hip hop would take it this far.
Hip hop.
To me, that it's not dirty, but it's not clean. It seems that it's not worthy. Is it hot, cold, or lukewarm? Cause it's not good for the grown, old, or newborns anymore. Remember when rap was real and we said what's good, cause that was the feeling. Nowadays they all got Jesus pieces, but ain't all got Jesus peace. To these MCs, hip-hop is all about not an image. I remember when gangs were all about the scrimmage. Hip hop was an art, now it's all about a gimmick. I don't talk hip hop, I live it.
It's a struggle and a muzzle to me.
Hip hop,
I still believe in it. I know I'm just a piece of the puzzle to be shuffled on the board of life. There's more to life, I saw the light, sort of like Aurora Borealis in these north of the border nights. Staying callous to the songs I did. If music is a palace, then I'm out waiting on the drawbridge. My sober tears filled them all from what I wrote. And maybe I should fold a piece of paper from these pages and try and stay afloat. Hip hop more times to me is just a way to cope.
Never thought that hip hop would make it this far.
I'm bitter. I didn't have it on the flop, but I win it on the river. Longest winner got me seasoned. Now I'm a non-beginner, meaning not yet a veteran, but nevertheless, pick the drug or the rapper, man, I'm better than meth. Dope is either or ether, the drug or the J-Diss. I would say dope is reefer, but I would be too basic. And overplayed, overslaved, won't complain, oh. The game's been good to a youngin' out of London, so I'm grateful. Not just for funding or the fans, but for the chance to say something. It wasn't in the plans at first. It was sad days, halfway to graduation. Cap in black cape, making job applications. I hate the catchphrase, Canadian rap sensation. Shaq K don't have change, big as the Appalachians. But since the label put me out like ashtrays to smoke cats, I have gained some accolades and admiration. It's grown since then, though that second album there was so old school, folks called it Old Princeton. I'm still penny pinching, though it's so fine. My billfold holds still as pigskin when it's field goal time. Now, that being said, it's still 09, and I still got a line of credit, still 09. But they charge no interest, so I pay no interest, meaning I pay no mind. If there ain't no fine, I'm fine. I hope I ain't boring y'all rapping about rap, but the only thing I love more than rapping is napping. And I know nobody wanna hear me rap about that. You want the underdog spazzing on the track. I get it. Well, my name ain't Lil Wayne Gretzky, but y'all know better than to check me in the game. I hold records like a technique. Tell the referees, peek at the press seats a sec, please. Drop your gloves, OJ. I knock you in the next week, make you get teeth replaced. Can't use plates, what you get to eat gives new meaning to tube steak. Like watching you breastfeed, doomsday. Move on these squares like a chess piece, I'm deadly. Even if you're supernatural, I'm Craig G. Jesse James meets Jet Li. Killing these fakes at breakneck speed. I make your head steam like a pet peeve. Get your neck squeezed till the breath leaves. Got the finesse and the prestige. And more Mac than 10 tech geeks, dissing XP. Best in the league of vets like ex-Marines, highest pedigree. When I get the beat, it's heredity. Genetic freak, poetically 110 degree, Memphis heat spitting steadily. Medically decapitate this rapper's face, still won't get ahead of me. I'm the best I'll ever be. Yeah, the cat's out the bag, the new shad's out. Now they spell it S-H-A-D-D the way I spaz out. I don't badmouth, but I quickly put down a cat if you bit me like voice boy Siegfried. Welcome to the big leagues, where they pitch heat, still on a hit streak. My rapping's like batting 368. Rippy, slow down, do something less cerebral. I ain't big enough yet, I gotta keep impressing people. I get it, guess it's a lesser evil. Weapons lethal as a desert eagle. Now my lethal weapon one, you don't get a sequel.
conversation noticed. Still I'm homeless on a poet's mission. Not that I'm a fiend stealing bass like Otis Nixon, living on the street. Now I'm living on the road, consistent, making fans multiply like a coefficient. Record sales, I'm making low commission, but the vision's mine. They don't change my record like pitching and no decision. Guitar playing MC, yeah, I'm known for spitting while I'm tapping on my fender like cars in a slow collision. The precision of my flows in terms of tone and diction is akin to that of the old masters of prose and fiction. So many sold their souls, my soul ambitions to hold solid, so calm and bright as the solar system. I'm from a soul tradition, heads think I'm going to prison, cause I'm talking off this rap sheet with the most conviction, the most commitment, no other pro is so proficient. The cold is spitting, rock him, North Pole edition.
Listen. All I need in this life is sin in the eyes of Christ. I'm a priceless gem,
I'm a priceless gem.
Every day in this life I'm in, it's a must, I rely on him,
I rely on him.
And I know I gotta die to my flesh, it gets hard, though I'm trying my best,
though I'm trying my best.
I thank God for my parents raising me right. This is just a day in the life, it's just a day in the life of a Christian. Here's my info, it's prominent that you listen to every word that's said, cause what I'm giving is wisdom. Listen to my life story, embracing the kingdom, I'm always giving Christ glory. Before that, I was an unsure cat, feeling empty inside, I'm only giving you raw facts. In 960, my grandmother passed away. Felt like Tom Hanks in that movie, I'm being cast away. But I have to say, she taught me a lot, and I would do anything just to hear her laugh today. But her death made me think about the afterlife, and at the time I wasn't really going after Christ. So months later I finally made a decision. I stopped playing church and I finally became a Christian. And since then, whenever I need him, I just call and he's there in an instant. All I need in this life is sin in the eyes of Christ. I'm a priceless gem,
I'm a priceless gem.
Every day in this life I'm in, it's a must, I rely on him,
I rely on him.
And I know I gotta die to my flesh, it gets hard, though I'm trying my best,
though I'm trying my best.
I thank God for my parents raising me right. This is just a day in the life, it's just a day in the life. This ain't a genie in a bottle type relationship, but I think to myself how great is your faithfulness. And most importantly, I'm here to serve you, cause I'm following the script and I know that your word's true.
Word's true.
Elevated to a new position, now I'm guided by the spirit, don't consider this a superstition. I share Christ hoping you will listen, so you'll accept him in your heart and find out what you've been truly missing. The world is getting darker, there are fewer Christians. We need to bring it back to the crucifixion. Now I'm here on the super mission. Talk about Christ, my professor, I ain't have to pay school tuition. Recognizing the truth I'm giving, cause I'm screaming to the world, count me out like I was new edition. The Bible is a truth of fiction, of course it's true, and I read it every day like it's a new subscription. All I need in this life is sin in the eyes of Christ. I'm a priceless gem,
I'm a priceless gem.
Every day in this life I'm in, it's a must, I rely on him,
I rely on him.
And I know I gotta die to my flesh, it gets hard, though I'm trying my best,
though I'm trying my best.
I thank God for my parents raising me right. This is just a day in the life, it's just a day in the life.
Jazz to acoustic rock, all I wanna know is what you gonna do after the music stops. As for me, I gotta take myself out the equation. Elevated in Christ, so it's fit that you praise him. As we edify one another, nowadays you got saints that are busy being undercover, trying to hide in every corner of the atmosphere. But we need to get away from being trapped in fear. Now I strive to solidify my relationship with Christ, and his word is what I'm living by. Back then I used to sit and cry. As for now, no submission to the flesh, so I live to die. I'm gratefully paid the price, thankfully saved my life. Now I can say that my Savior's Christ. And this is how I close it out. I inform you of the Son, cause he's the one that you should know about.
All I need in this life is sin in the eyes of Christ. I'm a priceless gem.
Straight up, right, straight up.
Everything in this life for men is a must, I rely on him.
Straight up, right, straight up.
I know I get this out of my flesh, it's hard though I'm trying my best.
Straight up, right, straight up.
I thank God for my parents raising me right. This is just a thing in this life.
Straight up, right, straight up. Straight up, straight up. Straight up, that's right, I'm going straight up, yeah. Straight up, yeah. Straight up, yeah. Straight up, that's right, I'm going straight up, yeah. Straight up, yeah. Straight up, yeah. Straight up, that's right, I'm going straight up, yeah. Straight up, yeah. Straight up, yeah. Straight up, that's right, I'm going straight up, yeah. Straight up, yeah. Straight up, yeah. Straight up, that's right, I'm going straight up, yeah. Straight up, yeah. Straight up, yeah. Straight up, that's right, I'm going straight up, yeah. Some straight up.
Straight up, Mother Nature. As far as my eyes can see, every acre, we had the same maker. So one day, see, I'ma have to kiss your face goodbye and find a place in the sky. I got a mansion waiting on me, thank God. So I know why they hating on me. Ain't I here on behalf of the king of all K.I.? NGS's chance said, what if you came alive and walked off of your necklace, huh? I'm talking about the cross carrier, the breaker of all barriers, his blood so precious. The L-O-R-D, the breakfast, lunch and dinner for the godly. Are we desperate? Of course, we bless the Lord, lest we fall off and end up a corpse. I don't know about y'all, I ain't taking no loss, and I refuse to be fired, so baby, I'm on my job. He paid the price that we couldn't afford, so I'm yelling out the number for the dice, hit the wall, 7. If I fall like the Reverend Doctor Martin Luther King, don't play who shot ya. Make sure you give my wife my Oscar and my residuals, because I played my part, yeah. Sharks know there's blood in the water very quickly. That same blood in the word yelling, come and get me. That's all topic, but not really, it's still in line with the death of fine, greatest man of all time. So if my name's ever written in stone and they put me in the ground, know I'm already gone. And I fulfilled my purpose, so I'm headed to the throne to worship. Man, I got the perfect song. I'm on my knees when I wake up in the morning, so when I leave, I'ma be like I wake up in the morning on my knees, singing and rapping and playing keys. He knows my thoughts, no closed caption when I speak. I am a masterpiece in the making. The devil will be believed when I'm taken. Cause while I'm here, this whole earth, I'm shaking up. True to his word, that fallow ground, I'm breaking up. He's shaking up my life like a pair of clippers. So don't be scared when I'm no longer here with you. Take a pair of pictures, see them before and after. Go ahead, compare scriptures, explore all the chapters. Especially 2 Cor 2:18, and you'll see we were redeemed. Placed back in the bosom of the king. Way back I was a hoodlum and a fiend. Out for that cheddar, so I figured that I better have a scheme. But it never came together, so I let up on a dream, which in turn was a setup that led me up to the scene. When I heard God's word, and jumped directly on the team. Yeah, you know I mean? Yeah, I'm blood bought and purchased, so don't cry for me. When I go, I need you to celebrate, you know what I mean? Yeah, if I should die before I wake up, before the fresh shape up and the great tucks, before the makeup, be content, cause you know in your gut that your homeboy went straight up. Yeah, straight up, yeah, straight up, yeah, straight up, yeah, I'm going straight up, yeah, straight up, yeah. Now if you accept the gift and say you are believers, claim you are holy and are set apart for Jesus, let the people see it, let them bear witness. Signs and wonders, they watching for them and taking pictures. They want to see the riches bestowed upon the righteous. I really reel in them scriptures that's written on that papyrus. Do they really get rid of that bit of fire? Or is it silly and nearly impossible to acquire the everlasting life, faith in the higher, being singing into the realm of all of the entire. Any man put his hand to the plow, then retire, not fit for the kingdom of God. Fire, fire. So if you're real, then see it in your eyes. If you say you're going to ride, then homie, you should ride. If not, the great boy lose the facade. It's right now you're playing on Lucifer's side. If I should die before I wake up, before the fresh shape up and the great tucks, before the makeup, be content, cause you know when you got that your homeboy went straight up. Yeah, straight up, yeah, straight up, yeah, straight up. That's right, I'm going straight up, yeah, straight up, yeah, straight up, yeah, straight up. That's right, I'm going straight up, yeah, straight up, yeah, straight up, yeah, straight up. That's right, I'm going straight up, yeah, straight up, yeah, straight up, yeah, straight up. That's right, I'm going straight up, yeah, straight up, yeah, straight up.
Beginning of the race, listen. Back to the seat, place, we'll learn your fate. Come on. There, suicides, no swings or slides, no. You better, prepare self, I'm bum, ride. Back cruising as a rap student, 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 back fru, back fru, back fru, back cruising as a rap student, says increase free, so dog, latch moving, let's take it back, frog, that lucid, back to all black movements, ex-Judas, chasing the green bean is a Greek thing. We I king, cause the king bee, who saves souls. I'm safe homes, I'm skelet, and moles like Play-Doh. May seem so monotonous, but this so innocuous. Take a bye-bye, but he showed a lot of us how to live a life full of life and abide in the Christ. Right, the spirit, he the maestro. We be the bride, no rice throne. Seneca, scribe, say up on the mic though. We're going back to basics to the faith and face when people say yeah. Back to the beginning of the faith, the beginning of the race. Listen. Back to the secret place where you will learn your faith. Come on. There's no suits and ties, no swings or slides, no. You better prepare yourself and like bumpy rides.
Tell these players they can foul out. Tell these players they can foul out. Tell these players they can foul out. Bunch of loud mouths. Tell these players they can foul. 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 Tell these players they can foul out. Bunch of loud mouths. Chest out, drunk on pride. Amy Winehouse, stay on my Bible study. Yeah, I know my pride's ugly. Sin got me dealing with pity. I know that God loves me. Walk tall before I go home. I gotta go hard. Faith, love, and hope. All my geese call it Mozart. Scripture paints the picture of the church. Call it body art. Dive in the word so the spirit is my lifeguard. Community cherished without counsel. Your boy a parish adopted the Christ, so I got me a godparent. Christos alone and get to heaven's doors open. Some try to add stuff, but their hearts lack devotion. It takes a God to endure his wrath. Check the contract. Jesus bless zero equals life. That's the new math. I can prove that. Check Moses, check Jacob, check the law, check the grave. This ain't something that I made up.
Back to the beginning of the faith, the beginning of the race. Listen. Back to the secret place where you will learn your faith. Come on. There's no suits and ties, no swings or slides, no. You better prepare yourself for one bumpy ride.
They can call it what you want, but what is clear up in the text is it's not by works that the Father should accept. Won't quietly object. Whilst perusing through the net, I see a people who are preaching the salvation is met with a work. What is worse is they rest in their works and thinking it'll save them. People screaming amen. Here's a bold statement. It's leading to the grave's end. Trusting in self and not Christ who saves men. The triple O says speak, let it be shown. That faith alone in Christ saves, let it be known. A prayer don't save and water don't either. If I don't speak in tongues, am I now an unbeliever? That's what they're preaching, dude. Another gospel that Paul wouldn't see is true. John or Peter too. Told a feed day I relay and speak his truth. As Romans 5 restates, better read it, dude. It's by faith that we're justified. And that's faith in the Son of God. And we are trusting in his work on the cross and that work alone. Putting faith in the Son till he calls us home. Yeah, so if our walls are blown, the cross stand firmer on the ground than our works that are foul. He died for the bride, still working on us now. And when he appears, I'm returning with a smile. Back to the beginning of the faith, the beginning of the race. Listen. Back to the secret place where you will learn your faith. Come on. There's no suits and ties, no swings or slides, no. You better prepare yourself for one bumpy ride,
I give myself, is that enough for you? I will give myself to you. I give myself, is that enough for you? I will give myself to you. She got a face like a porcelain doll, and her big brown eyes make me feel so small. Porcelain dolls are so fragile, she breaks when she falls, but I will catch you, that's what I promise. She got a smile that can light up the room. The smell of her perfume got me high as the moon. The way she moves entices, but stay away. I'm convinced I could kill a man like Cyprus. And she knows I would die for her, but that wouldn't save her soul, so I live.
I know I'm not Jesus, but I wanna love her like he does. This is free love, it only works two ways. You can accept what I offer or throw it back in my face. And I take this woman to be, but I don't wanna take from her. I wanna give myself and all that I have and to hold for as long as I live. I give myself and all that I have and to hold for as long as I live. I give myself, is that enough for you? I will give myself to you. I give myself, is that enough for you? I will give myself to you. She looks good even when she don't try. Everyone tells her, but she doesn't know why. I said, girl, if you lived in the sky, I would buy a telescope just to look in your eyes. She laughed a little bit and brushed it off, brushing her hair, it's so black and soft. She said her hair was just like her heart. It might look strong, but it's falling apart. And she knows I got love for her. I'll spend my life making sure I'm the one for her. She was with me in almost every van or bus. You're not a fan of me, you're a fan of us. The man I've become, husband and daddy. I wanna make these two beautiful girls happy. I wish I could offer the world, but all I got is these words and a promise to give myself and all that I have and to hold for as long as I live. I give myself and all that I have and to hold for as long as I live. I give myself, is that enough for you? I will give myself to you. I give myself, is that enough for you? I will give myself to you.
She's got a face like a porcelain doll. Her big brown eyes make you feel so small. She got a smile that can light up the room. The smell of perfume got me high.
And she knows I would die for her, but that wouldn't save her soul. So I give myself and all that I have to hold for as long as I live.
We really need this fellowship. A holy curious Lord, he be furious. It seems so I'm curious, but we don't take it serious. The way he slew Ananias and Sapphira, or Nadab and Abihu offering strange fire. As a body we need confrontation. We should be a congregation of consecration. Do we not see this? We call ourselves Jesus. Body while parts of it looks like prosthesis. These claims are unjust. When we're guilty of the same sin, let it not be named among us. Like you found those in Corinth. Even I tried to justify when I downloaded torrents. Let's ride out, let's not keep it in the hideout, but let it shine from the inside out.
Submit it to his will with our living.
And be a city on a hill that's not hidden.
Obvious, yeah.
We're the salt of the earth. If we don't practice what we preach, there's a loss of its worth. Let's submit it to his will with our living.
Godliness.
And be a city on a hill that's not hidden.
Obvious,
yeah. We're the salt of the earth. If we don't practice what we preach, there's a loss of its
worth. The Lord is not pleased, cause they blaspheme. Orthodoxy needs orthopraxy. Perhaps they eyeing it as mockery. Pastors, conventions, and hotels rated as the highest in pornography. They go on technicality, choirs with men in it, effeminate sin. With their homosexuality, the savior ain't having it.
Nah.
He won't play averages,
nah.
Or pragmatists, no okay gay marriages.
Nah.
God's blood purchased us with the purpose. It hurts us when they lead in worship at churches, which is probably confusing. One confusing is okay as a logical conclusion. 1 Corinthians 5:12 shows in this verse, we're to judge those in the church, put them out. Not so we got them on the run, but so he comes to his senses like the prodigal son. Spirit saved, but his flesh was doomed. Satan, excommunication is the best communication. Second epistle, he returned and recovered with grieving. The church reaffirmed their love and received him. Maybe we stop, we see the spread and doubt cease. No Pharisees, hypocrisy, but bread without yeast.
Do we care what they're thinking? If there's no distinction, Christ could appear in a twinkling.
Submitting to his will with I'm living.
And
be a city on the hill that's not hidden.
Obvious,
yeah. We're the salt of the earth. If we don't practice what we preach, there's a loss of its worth. Let's submit it to his will with I'm living.
Godliness.
And be a city on the hill that's not hidden.
Obvious,
yeah. We're the salt of the earth. If we don't practice what we preach, there's a loss of its worth.
Missio Dei, God's mission to the earth. But Christians doing dirt affects the witness of the church. We're sinners, Lord forgive us. If we say we do not sin, you're not in us. Let's watch our life and doctrine. Sinners need the sermon, but how we live it out is our ministries confirming. God doesn't rank Christians. Every position we do is unto God with thanksgiving. If you're called to be a preacher, then preach unto God. If your job is as a plumber, plug leaks unto God. Not a hearer, but a doer, so they see more of God. When they see our good works, he be glorified. If you're a musician, harmonize unto God. If you work at McDonald's, sell fries unto God. If it's the post office, sell stamps unto God. Cause the end of our lives, we will answer to God.
Submitting to his will with our living. And be a city on the hill that's not hidden.
Obvious, yeah. We're the salt of the earth. If we don't practice what we preach, there's a loss of its worth. Let's submit it to his will with our living.
Godliness.
And be a city on the hill that's not hidden.
Obvious,
yeah. We're the salt of the earth. If we don't practice what we preach, there's a loss of its worth.
Whatever you do, whatever you say,
man, what up?
You give an account in every way.
Yeah, you can't run it.
Cause one day,
gon' crack that sky.
When it's over and done, he'll ask how intentionally sins in within. You're saying you don't have to obey. Don't be deceived, Christ is coming back in a bit. He ain't king cause he's giving you a chance to repent. When he returns, everyone will give an account for what they did, said, and thought while their spirit lived in its house. But just a body man, figure it out. Don't front like you don't know what this is about. The judge is near, and when he comes in here, we fixin' the shout. Some will run in fear, no getting them out. Don't be caught slipping, sleeping, getting wild and crazy for the weekend. Thinking it's cool, gambling with your eternal being. Live it or die, no repenting when he's splitting the sky. Grace and mercy's for a limited time. Please understand this. If you wanna be unafraid on judgment day, keep his commandments.
Whatever you do, whatever you
rock
say,
man,
you give an account in every
try
way.
Don't care.
Resurrected Lazarus, killed instead of Barabbas, healed the sick and powerless, threatened by the Pharisees, questioned by the high priest, frightened his disciples when he walked upon the high seas. Who is he? Savior and the Son of God, reason with the teachers and the leaders in the synagogue, reaching unbelievers like Zacchaeus in the sycamore tree. Read Luke 19 and it will give you more. More than a man, they call him I am. They couldn't kill him till he finished fulfilling the will of Elohim. And if you think that Jesus ain't coming back, when you hear the thunder clap, you'll be like, what was that?
Sound the judgment like African drum now.
Lord, I'm so happy, happy. You make me clap it, clap it. Lord, I'm so happy, happy. You make me clap it, clap it.
Power up a pom pom. Sound the judgment like African drum now.
Lord, I'm so happy, happy. You make me clap it, clap it. Lord, I'm so happy, happy. You make me clap it.
Let the planets and the powers and the stars connect. When I raise my hands to worship, all the devils hit the deck. With a desire to swim in the river of fire, I saw the eyes of the Messiah was calling me higher. To prophesy to the revived Roman Empire, to get ready for the return of Moses and Elijah. And when the sky gets brighter, it's the sun sitting on a horse, he's a rider. Ultimate fighter, tattered up, king of kings, Lord of lords. Sing a hymn, all applause. Stronger than a unicorn with a titanium horn. The Nazarite baby was born. Spiritual hair longer than a Bobo dread. Jesus in the office of Melchizedek. Coming in on a red eye with a double-edged sword, watch the heads fly.
Power up a pom pom. Sound the judgment like African drum now.
Lord, I'm so happy, happy. You make me clap it, clap it. Lord, I'm so happy, happy. You make me clap it, clap it.
Power up a pom pom. Sound the judgment like African drum now.
Lord, I'm so happy, happy. You make me clap it, clap it.
Here's what I think the Father would say.
You make me clap it, clap it.
Heaven is my lazy boy, earth is my footstool. I inhabit eternity as my residential. But still the people are trying to rebuild a temple. For me to dwell in the midst of evil is only temporal. From the days of Noah to Sodom and Gomorrah, the wrath of God will get bloody like a manga horror. I spare the man of honor, wicked the cannon fodder. It's God who ran upon ya, who writ the cannon for ya. My wrath is at the solar and lunar eclipse. Desolations decreed and sent from my lips. On the Gentiles and Jews who do wickedness, I swore in my wrath they'll never enter my rest.
Power up a pom pom. Sound the judgment like African drum now.
Lord, I'm so happy, happy. You make me clap it, clap it. Lord, I'm so happy, happy. You make me clap it, clap it.
Power up a pom pom. Sound the judgment like African drum now.
Lord, I'm so happy, happy. You make me clap it, clap it. Lord, I'm so happy, happy. You make me clap it, clap it.
From Bucktown, but I know Buckshot, Tech, Smith and Wesson, no I don't bust shot. See, I'm from the T-Dot, city where the J's live. Same screw face place that never embraced him. Not until they did, that's another story for Kathy Lee and Regis. Oprah, Maury, got the best DJs and the best parties. If you don't believe me, just ask Cardi. Run, tell somebody, the spot I'm raising. Home, every movie you know was probably basting. So although it's cold, we hot like Cajun. T.O., this new flow cannot be wasted. This is not a comeback, cause I never left yet. I just got put on, I'll be hot next year. Hot like a blue torch, this life is too short. I try to tell them now I got a spotlight in New York.
I'm bridging the gap from where heads were living in hip-hop. Nowadays they just listen to rap. I'm bridging the gap, cause it's not hip-hop anymore, y'all. I'm taking it back. I'm bridging the gap from where heads catalogs were analog. Now they all digital trash. I'm bridging the gap. It's not all hip-hop's fault, y'all. I'm taking it back.
I'm taking it back. I don't know Jay-Z, I don't know J. Cole, but I turn the lights out when I do my stage show. They don't turn the lights on till I turn the mic on, till I start breathing out the reason why I write songs. They say he can't rap if he don't curse. What he gonna do? Drop a hot emo verse, please. The streets don't need another common album. We don't see nothing uncommon about him, I promise. You don't wanna be the one to doubt him. The beat's sweet, but is it really heat without him? I show up at my own show like, hey, that's me. They don't know yet, so I gotta pay that fee. A sound check, sound man, can you play that please? But everything in the playback feeds. The city really didn't know they had me until my man Marco played that beat.
I'm bridging the gap from where heads were living in hip hop. Nowadays they just listen to rap. I'm bridging the gap, cause it's not hip hop anymore, yo. I'm taking it back. I'm bridging the gap from where heads catalogs were analog. Now they all digital trends. I'm bridging the gap, but it's not all hip hop's fault, yo. I'm taking it back. I'm bridging the gap.
You know that's like my hand.
Misplaced the hope, and this one lost his feet, cause it was told by the repo. That one lost the freedom cause of peddling coke, and this one lost the gamble, now he's crying and broke. It's all relative, we can't really gauge how we suffer. One loses his job, another copes with the loss of his mother. Things change when the pain is discovered. It's usually the ones that don't complain that got the worst of it. And some learn to love it like misery to company. They beg no help, it's all service to self. Their mental budget got no room for a breather. It ain't hard to see for most, it's time for change like a parking meter. Don't be eager to believe what you see. The psychics play some devious tricks with your life in the hands of a palm reader. Slippery grip, too many risks involved. These blind leaders have loved the opportunity to teach us to fall. I believe Jesus can see us through the struggle and all, especially when the world's weaponry is aimed to make your destiny stall. It's just manifest some hope, y'all.
Like I got some hope, y'all.
One lost a home, now she eats from the garbage. That one lost heart and didn't finish what he started. This one's losing his marriage, so he sleeps on the carpet. That one loves hip-hop, but don't trust the artist. Faith and love can't live without it. It's the blueprint for whatever you think when you don't doubt it. It'll build better ideas if you only allow it. It clears skies when your thoughts are clouded. As deep as your soul gets, don't let's forget about it. Doubt and despair got theirs, but it's more clever and don't care. A measure of it will wash away worries and tears. From your broken to your golden years, the anchor to the mind and the will. Emotional storms stay still. You won't be a Pharisee in your character build. It shines like a city on a hill in the nighttime. It qualifies as a better reason to write rhymes. How advice comes alive inside it is electrifyingly poetic. Setting the standard for life's plan, only if we let it. But there's still hope, it's all up to us to get it.
Yeah.
Yo, yo, it is deep to be right when the government is wrong. Cover brothers to keep the deep secrets under covers. And even more dangerous when we cover them for loving themselves more than the people deceivers. So we can trust in them. But God says, place your faith in no man, not even yourself. Place the ego and that pride on the shelf and take down the meekness. Proceed to walk the narrow path, the barriers of fire, and make the hater the liar. Abstain from all evil every day, not just the Sabbath. Makes no sense to place your mind where your heart really matters. It matters, they won't handle themselves. Time goes, truth is put into perspective over lives that we chose to believe. Holding out our hands, accepting a call to live a righteous life. Save for only grace to faith beside the Christ. Cleansed to the stains of gone. The old man remain withdrawn. Drawing a new life as long as I remain in God. My only goal in this life is to remain in God. In church and at work, just remain in God. In the country or the city, just remain in God. Just remain in God, just remain in God. My only goal in this life is to remain in God. Church and at work, just remain in God. In the city or the country, just remain in God. Just remain in God, just remain in God.
Got a reason to believe, but it's seemingly right. So best believe that's the reason I write. Writing my reasons and expressing my rights. To make public my belief that I am not religious. Religion is cover for the weak. I believe in Jesus dying, bleeding eyes upon my soul. Seeking God so we can try to find righteousness in his robe. I mean, if I could just touch his garment, he'd wipe away my slate. Indeed, he's more reliable than Charmin. Down in the glory of my Lord Jehovah. Before my little deeds like trying to not denying his love is over. Should've pushed me away, yet he only embraced me closer. More luck than for the glow was throwing salt over my shoulder. I mean, I could look in the mirror and see me again. Shoot, I could see again, Paul. See me again. So if you need examples, this scenario was me. Catch me if you can. I'm about to show more, but you had to breathe, you hurt.
My only goal in this life is to remain in God. In church and at work, just remain in God. In the country or the city, just remain in God. Just remain in God, just remain in God. My only goal in this life is to remain in God. Church and at work, just remain in God. In the city or the country, just remain in God. Just remain in God, just remain in God. My only goal in this life is to remain in God. In church or at work, just remain in God. In the country or the city, just remain in God. Just remain in God, just remain in God.
If I was to start a new life, I wouldn't change a thing except penning more songs of why the caged bird sings. And why the ribbon in the sky is enticing me to fly. But the sun awaiting the day we become one. I mean, I can't stress it enough. Life is all, but when it's gone, you would think the death is enough. But there's another life after this. Refrain from all sacrilege, proving I'm passive, passionately acting, not pacifist. More bold than beautiful. Even though our beauty lies between her eyes and the prize of the kingdom. Well, only God grants us right to that freedom. To be disciples in the sky so we can reach them. It's so basic, they just paint us by numbers, so embrace it. No point of running from it, just face it. Live Christ, preach Christ in his name. The crown of glory is given to who remains.
My only goal in this life is to remain in God. In church or at work, just remain in God. In the country or the city, just remain in God. Just remain in God, just remain in God. My only goal in this life is to remain in God. Church and at work, just remain in God. In the city or the country, just remain in God. Just remain in God, just remain in God. My only goal in this life is to remain in God. In church and at work, just remain in God. In the country or the city, just remain in God. Just remain in God, just remain in God. My only goal in this life is to remain in God. Church and at work, just remain in God. In the city or the country, just remain in God. Just remain in God, just remain in God.
Yeah. I ain't never really left my city, and everywhere I go I still rep my city. Even though it ain't the same, the pain don't change. People still play with life even though it ain't a game. But this is still the home that I claim. Stays on my brain, pumps through my veins. Dang, wish I could break the chains. So when my people look up to the sky, see a star, they aim. The reason I came, the reason I sang. So they ain't gotta just watch their clothes and game. They can walk in it, start talking it, until they leave a stain like mud on the strangle, blood on the fangs of a vampire slain. God in my slang, I see the finish line in my range. So I'ma take the reins and lead my people to the promised land. Dang.
I believe the lies. Look me in my eyes. Please don't be scared of me. Please don't be scared of me. I remember you. This feeling isn't new. So please don't be scared.
Yeah, I'ma take this the wrong way, but it's a lot of people I ain't talked to. A lot more nights that I done fought through. Was it
it because I ain't call you? Or was I not doing what you thought I ought to? Things never would've changed if everybody would've just stayed in their lane. We could all take a piece of the blame, or at least take a piece of the shame. We ain't working in vain, and know we reaching for the same thing. At the end of the day, we just not the same. See, it's time we accept our differences. Man, I finally accept that the distance is making us all limitless, and creating careers that are definitive. I pray we speak again, but until then, I'll meet you at the end, my brothers.
Please, praying for you. Please don't be scared of me. Please don't be scared of me. I remember you. This feeling is your blue. So please don't be scared of me. Please don't be scared of me.
Yo, you want hip hop? Here I am. The spirit of a genre, alive in a mere man. And I feel I got a clear chance. My rhyme's transparent like I write with a clear pen. We supposed to live without fear, so I gave God the will. It's better if he's dear. But how do we get home from here? Maybe we don't, we've been going for years. I'd cry without showing my tears. It's hard to go and wherever you go is unclear. Time don't stop, standing in the line of chance. They getting theirs, but mine's on top. Sometimes you gotta take it, embrace it. God's got a plan and you are adjacent, and you can't escape it. Ain't nowhere to hide, and your pride only bring about the minds of deflation. Don't lie, just decide which side you're taking. Greed, grievous, gimmicks of greatness. I'ma take the ladder, and I'ma take the ladder to the roof from the basement. Make my choice, after you choose, you chase it. It's basic, brace for the best. Take nothing less, cause after that, ain't nothing left. Walking through the valley of the shadow of death. No fear, no stress. Rest. Yes.
You're listening to the Nifty Christian Show.